Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
We often say incredible time to be in the cattle biz, if you got cattle, that is. First of all, my apologies to all the English teachers out there. It should be if you have cattle, I think. But we stand by that quote. Some incredible numbers rolling in from our reporting barns, as ye shall soon hear. You know, people send us screenshots from the seats in barns with supposed new world records. Most of these are southern or eastern barns and usually just one or two head. And they look like show calves. We are unaware of any entity that has kept track of prices at all barns since sale barns became a thing. I think I'm getting a lisp, but where was I? Oh, we have some of the highest prices paid for feeders set in from Wednesday sales, and we think we will see more today from sales at Stockman's of Dickinson, Napoleon, North Dakota, Mobridge, South Dakota, and Ogallala, Nebraska. See video details at Hot Barn Report on Facebook, Bid and View Live at CattleUSA.com. Now then, yesterday at the CME in Chicago, April live cattle bounced 70 cents up to 207.07. June fats plus 70 at 203.02 on the close. April feeder calves gained 102 at 285.87. May contract settled at 285.17. That, my friend, a bump of 105. These are officially all-time highs, according to the CME. Here's one for you. Feeder cattle futures have shot up 138% in the last 5 years. I repeat, 138%. Insert gulp here.
Wow, wow, is that very nice?
Speaking of which, here's the numbers rolling in from our reporting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards had 710-pound bred heifers hit 254. Platte, South Dakota was barn-burning status with 520-pound steers sizzling at 422. You heard right, 422. 830-pounders reached 297. 42 head of black 3 to 4-year-old bred females off the Wine Glass Ranch hit 3550 at OLM, an acronym for anyone, anyone, Ogallala Livestock Market. 50 head of 970-pound black steers boomed to 275 at Stockman's of Yankton. Pinch yourself, cattlemen and women.
How's it going, ladies?
See video details of today's sales at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Monty James for America's Hot Barn Report saying, keep eating that beef raised in the good old U.S. of A. Have some tonight, why don't you?
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Presho Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Cattlemen, Stockman's Livestock will have a stock cow and bred heifer sale on Thursday, March 27th in Dickinson, North Dakota. In the offering will be three dispersions, one consisting of 450 black and black whiteface, 3 to short term, bred Shire and Angus for May 1. Also in the offering is 350 3 to 6-year-olds, solid mouth and short term cows. 10 black bred heifers and 2 nurse cows will also sell. Full listing is up at GoStockmans.com, so be at ringside for a stock cow and bred heifer sale on Thursday, March 27th at 11 a.m. Mountain Time at Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Bid and buy online at CattleUSA.com.